dispute charge.
If you're calling about a billing dispute, press 1.
To report your card lost or stolen, press 2.
If you would like to dispute a pending charge, please allow time for the transaction to post to your account. A billing dispute cannot be opened until the charge has posted. Please choose one of the following options. For an unauthorized sale, press 1. For purchase disputes, press 2. Please hold while we transfer your call.
Hey, we're calling Sears Credit. My name is Brandon. May I have your name, please?
Sure, William Payne.
All right, William, and how can I help you today?
I'd like to dispute a charge. I have a charge removed that I didn't get the services for, which I was billed for.
All right, just to clarify, you're wanting to dispute a charge?
Yes.
And how much is the charge that you're wanting to dispute?
$334.18. And the posting date was 2 January 22.
And why are you disputing this item?
Bluehost.
Yeah, and why are you disputing the item?
Because I got a renewal from Bluehost for a website service, and it's blocked, and you can't access the site and haven't been able to. And I contacted Bluehost via chat, and I have the chat recorded, and they haven't done anything about it, and so therefore I dispute the charge and I wish to have it removed.
Yeah, I can definitely file a dispute on that. How a dispute process works is we are the mediator between you and the company. The company does have the right to fight the dispute, so it's not guaranteed that the charge will be taken off, and you may have to deal with them if we're not able to resolve it on your behalf. But I can certainly put a request in.
No, I do not want this. According to law, I believe that if I dispute this, you must remove the charge now.
Yeah, I apologize, sir. That's not how it works.
It has worked that way in the past.
I mean, like I said, if they come back and they agree to the dispute, then that is resolved. If they come back and disagree and provide us paperwork showing that this charge is legit, then it will come back on you to provide us additional information as to why you disagree to what they're saying. It's not as clear-cut as you dispute it and you get credited back.
Okay, I've done
this. It doesn't work that way.
I've done this before, and it has been working. I thought the law said that if you phone up and dispute the charge, it has to be removed.
No, that is incorrect, sir.
Okay. You said, what was your name again?
What? Yeah, my name is Brandon.
Brandon. Okay. What do I then do?
We'll file the dispute, but just like I'm letting you know, be prepared that they might come back and say, no, we don't agree with the customer stating it.
That's right. I have it in writing.
Okay, well, be prepared then
to provide
the additional paperwork.
I am prepared.
Okay, that's all I'm letting you know.
Then how do we get the charge off?
Well, we have to go through the dispute process. The dispute process takes 60 to 90 days to resolve.
How do I start the dispute process?
That is what we are doing now. So
what
is this purchase for?
It's for a renewal for a website service. And was unusual about it is last year I was satisfied and I got a, I paid $128.11. Just recently I logged onto their website and I saw that they had made a charge of $334.18 to this card, and I've never received an invoice, I don't believe.
So you recognize this, but you didn't agree to the renewal? Is that why you're disputing this?
No, or? No, I didn't get the renewal. They have blocked the website. I can't access it.
So you're being charged for something you can't even access?
Yeah, I'm being charged for something I can't access. And had I known it was $334.18, I would have canceled it at that time, but I've never received an invoice, I don't believe. I checked my emails, and I checked the back records, and I don't see any emails, any invoice coming through. And as a matter of fact, I have the same website, or this was a backup website.
So what is this? So is this for a domain or something? Is this what you were paying for?
Yeah, it's called ProSeFights, ProSeFights1, the numeral, .org. And it's a backup site to one called ProSeFights.org. And that one sent in a renewal and it got paid and everything was fine. But this one, these guys are playing it differently. As I said, I would have canceled it had I known.
So did you reach out to bluehost.com?
Yes.
Did you speak to them at all?
Yes, on chat. I chatted with them.
Okay, what did they tell you?
They say, well, the problem's somebody else's problem. And they said, I have to fix it. No, I'm paying them to do it.
Well, when's the last time you reached out to them?
Shortly ago. I posted it out on the web and so...
Like a week ago, or
yeah, probably a little bit after that. I could, and I got an email response on my cell from it, and rather than Dear William, it says Dear Chandri. Okay, and then the guy, and no. Oops. Yeah, I'm looking for it here. Okay, here it is. Okay.
All right, I did go ahead and just submit the dispute for you.
Thank you.
What is the address? Make sure that you have your correct address.
Sure, 13015 Calle de Sandias, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87111. And the guy's name, okay, that I chatted with is Rekha, R-E-K-H-A, Rekha. And he followed...
I did submit that dispute, so our disputes team will investigate that as soon as they can. Like
sure.
I said, it takes 60 to 90 days
to complete. No.
During that time, though, you're not responsible for that charge. You can just disregard the 344.13 off your bill for the time being. You'll probably get a letter next week letting you know that we received the dispute and we're looking into it. And then look out for corresponding letters in the mail letting you know if they need any more additional information.
Well,
and
thank
make
you,
sure
Brandon.
You send that information in to keep the dispute process going.
Thank you, Brandon. This is expected. This is what I expected the first year. Okay. But no, we got it solved, I think, as far as the thing. But, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it is submitted for you. So, yeah, just keep a lookout in the mail. They will probably require additional information. And, make sure you send it in.
I certainly will.
All right. Well, thanks for being a customer, William. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.